Both major party presidential campaigns are focusing on vote-rich Waukesha County early this week. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris will be in Brookfield tonight, while Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigned last night in Waukesha. Chuck Kornbach looks at why there's a push for votes one county west of Milwaukee.
There's a rule of thumb in statewide elections that the Republican candidate needs to get 60% of the vote in Waukesha County to have a good chance of winning Wisconsin. It's the biggest county for GOP votes, topping even much larger Milwaukee County. Waukesha is also the third biggest county for Democrat votes. Donald Trump got to nearly 62% in Waukesha County when he won the state and presidency in 2016, but slipped just below 60 in his narrow loss 4 years ago. Democrats are trying to keep Trump on the downward percentage slide.
And I know you're battle-tested, and I know you're ready, and I'm so proud of Wisconsin, so go Waukesha!
That's actor Bradley Whitford of the West Wing television series, joining four of his castmates Saturday morning at Democratic Party offices in Waukesha to fire up about 50 volunteers who went to knock on doors for GOTEV, or Get Out the Early Vote, ahead of early voting, which starts tomorrow. Waukesha resident Becky Thomas said it was the first time she was doing doors. She says she feels democracy is at stake, and with the Trump-backed national rollback of Roe v. Wade protections for abortion, so are reproductive rights.
I'm doing it for my daughter and my nieces and all the women. We're definitely being attacked. I think our rights are being taken away.
Thomas says she believes Kamala Harris can win more than the 39% of Waukesha County votes that President Joe Biden got 4 years ago. Thomas's friend and co-canvasser, Shelley Kindry, also sees Harris moving above 39%.
Waukesha people are not stupid.
For example, Kindry believes many will listen to persuasion about the economy.
They might think, oh, because the cost of potato chips is high at the grocery store, that must mean that it's the president's fault. We are looking at a good economy. Employment is up. Unemployment is down.
But at GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance's rally last night at the Waukesha County Airport, Menominee Falls resident Brian Bleasner said his enthusiasm for Donald Trump is much stronger than 4 years ago. Bleasner says there's been a lot of what he calls negative change since then.
The border, inflation, their foreign policy, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, that was a disaster. You know, the blurring of the definition of male and female, that's just the top five, I guess.
But tonight in Brookfield, the Harris campaign will make another try to pick up support from otherwise Republican voters. The vice president and former GOP House member Liz Cheney, who has endorsed Harris, will have what the Democrats say will be a bipartisan conversation about the threats of a second Trump term and to outline an agenda for the American people. Vance, in response to a question from WUWM, told last night's crowd what he thinks of Cheney.
My opinion of Liz Cheney is low. Is that good enough?
It wasn't for the crowd that urged Vance to continue. So the Ohio senator did so.
She is not motivated by a love of this country. She's a resentful, petty, small person. And if Kamala Harris wants to parade her around, she's welcome to.
The Harris-Walz campaign said last night that Vance's attack on fellow Republicans won't distract from the growing number of conservatives who are endorsing Harris and rejecting Trump's extreme agenda. And some of them may be from Waukesha County. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.